If you're thinking about attending an Indigo Girls concert, or have in the past, you know that you should always expect the unexpected. The band wants to make sure that fans never see the same show twice.
We'll throw new songs in, like I'll be working on something and I'll throw it in, or we'll do like something with the opening band. You know, we try to keep it fresh by just having like a musical experience, you know.
Indigo Girls co-founder Amy Ray says there are certain songs that fans have to hear and that the band has to play, but those, she adds, are never a chore.
There's certain songs that just, you know, we like doing them. They've been sort of the songs that were the most popular ones, and so everybody knows the words, and it's fun, you know.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me.
We tried to play a show one time without playing Closer to Fine, and it just felt so weird to not play that song that we just didn't do it again after that. Because that's the one that everybody knows, you know?
Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear.
Another hallmark of the Indigo Girls shows is that the duo often shares the spotlight with its opening acts. This is a carryover from the duo's club days when friends would invite the band on stage for a few numbers.
Some of our friends would, you know, say, hey, do y'all want to get up and do a song, you know, so we used to do that too. And then that kind of turned into like if we were playing like a regular show, having friends open up, or when some of the bands that gave us breaks early on, like REM, you know, and Hot House Flowers, and then bands in Atlanta like Driving and Crying, like all these bands that used to, you know, have us open for them, and it really helped us out a lot.
Ray says that today, with music being available in a wide variety of mediums, it may be easier for acts to get noticed, but the always elusive staying power still comes down to one primary factor.
There's still no replacement for playing gigs and getting out there and touring and creating a following that way. I mean, that is the only way as a singer-songwriter to really make a long-lasting career. I mean, you can have like a one-hit YouTube thing, but you still got to get out there and play for people, because at some point, you know, unless you can create like 100 videos in a row that are amazing, you have to have some way of making a living, you know? And playing live is how we do it.
The Indigo Girls are scheduled to return to the studio later this year to work on the duo's first album since 2011. But there hasn't been a lot of downtime. There have been tours, and Ray has had an active solo career, recently releasing the album Goodnight Tender. It's her first country album.
I've made a bunch of punk records and rock records before that by myself, just as side projects, and then always wanted to do a country record, so I finally kind of had the right material and the right players and stuff, and I just did it. You know, it's very traditional country with some gospel and bluegrass.
Good night, sweet tender. The veil is on the room. Coyote sleepy, yeah, it's singing a lonesome.
In April, she turned 50, and at the end of last year, became a mother for the first time.
My partner and I have been together about 12 years, and we've been talking about it ever since we met. We finally did it, and with a good friend of ours who's the father, and she's 6 months old, and it's totally awesome. You know, I love it. It's very busy, I have to say. Like, I have just this whole new life, you know, and it's kind of a crazy life, but I really love it, and I was ready for it.
The Indigo Girls perform at Salina's Stiefel Theater Sunday night.
One, two. I'm practicing for the gig that matters in the sky, in the sky.
For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.
For all my friends to gather when they fly, when they fly. Gonna say, hey, St. Peter, listen to my song here. I've been riding all my life. I know you've heard redemption. It knows no bounds.